do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue, turning gray over you.
Billie Holiday, Turning Grey Over You, this morning on Life Matters with me, Ellen Fanning. Going grey. Have you ever thought of sticking with your grey roots? Are you hiding your grey hairs under different chemicals and dyes? Well, grey hair is inevitable with age, yet we spend hundreds, thousands of dollars on hair appointments, different hair products, shampoos and conditioners, all trying to contain that colour in our hair that's just not going to outgrow itself. But suddenly, many women just aren't bothering anymore. Maybe it's because those young models, singers and actors, they've dyed their hair grey in some young ironic statement. Or perhaps it's the grandmothers who've been welcomed onto the catwalk, sashaying up and down on the runway like divine silver foxes. Have you ever considered giving up the fight against the greys? Or like me, would you never dream of it? Give me a call. 1300 225 576, 1300 225 576, or you can text me 0418 226 576.
Yes, I'm blue, turning grey over you.
Patty Huntington is a Sydney-based fashion blogger. She blogs at Frock Writer. Good morning to you, Paddy.
Hi there, how are you going?
She's looking very not grey this morning, while our guest in the Kimberley is the ABC Breakfast host, Fee Poole. She has ditched the dyes and gone grey, following the hashtag #TheRealFiftyShadesOfGrey. Fee, how are you?
Good morning, good.
Thanks very much for joining us. I think we should start with you because you, like me, are grey. But the difference is, Fiona, that at 11 o'clock this morning, I will be at the hairdresser and I will emerge at 12 o'clock no longer grey. Why on earth would you go around grey?
Well, I started going grey very early. So even in my teens, I was going grey.
Ditto. Yeah. About 16 it started.
So how often are you at the hairdresser?
Every 4 weeks.
Yeah, I was too. I've just got over it. I was just sitting there thinking, really, another $140 to try and stop this tidal wave of grey? I mean, well, how about let's just do an experiment and see what is actually there? So I've spent the last year growing my greys out, and it's been a slow reveal. It's been confronting. I'm not going to pretend that I haven't stood in front of the mirror and just looked at myself and thought, oh, what am I doing? But it's been a really interesting process. So, to be honest, I've really enjoyed it.
So when you, the first month that you didn't go to the hairdresser, in the second month, what did it reveal? What was underneath?
Well, I felt like a leopard whose spots were coming back, to be honest. I was like, oh, there she is. Hi, girl. Look at you there. I see you. And it was beautiful. Like, I was thinking, oh, this is me. Like, this is who I am. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it work. Like, I'm not, you know, saying this is the last stand of feminism. We all deserve to be grey. I mean, I want to be as beautiful as the next woman, but I just want to see whether grey is a colour that women can hold, because they're told all the time that, you know, it's going to age you, people will dismiss you, it's not a good look. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe it is.
1300 225 576 is the number to call, or you can text me 0418 226 576. Some texts already. Sue says, I did a Diane Keaton. That's what my hairdresser calls it. Another says, I have grey hair, which everyone compliments me on. It's not grey hair that makes you look old. It's the cut. A short, smart cut makes you look younger than dyed hair any time. I have 16-year-olds complimenting me on my hair, says Philippa. I want to draw Patty Huntington, who's in the Sydney studio with me this morning. Patty, you look my age. Why aren't you grey?
Genetic, possibly. I don't know my Portuguese heritage. My brother's the same. Jet black hair.
So why are you in this conversation, given you don't have a stake?
You invited me on to talk about the... Well, I mean, I originally thought this was talking about the trend of grey hair.
Well,
which
talk
is,
to us about the trend.
Well, it's interesting. There's two things going on here. I mean, there's definitely a fashion trend for grey hair amongst young people. You talked about a hashtag before. There's the hashtag granny hair.
Ooh.
And sort of kids. I mean, of course, people do start... Some people do unusually start to go grey, you know, in as children, I mean, teenagers. But it's certainly, I mean, and look, this sort of started really renewed sort of about 5 or 6 years ago. And, I mean, you know, you've got the historical background of powdered wigs in the 18th century and then, of course, you know, Andy Warhol having a silver wig sort of in the 60s and 70s. But it sort of started creeping up with celebrities like Lady Gaga and, I mean, there's a whole raft of them now. And so, you know, at the same time you've had this pastel hair trend, pink and blue and purple. So grey, why not grey is the next step.
Yes. So grey hair has suddenly become acceptable, do you think, in the last 4 to 5 years?
It's become a big fashion trend.
And who's doing it? People with grey hair or people with without grey hair who think, well, I'm 16, wouldn't that be funky and ironic if I went grey?
Well, there's the fashion aspect of it. You know, we've got Rihanna, Kylie Jenner, I mean, Kate Moss actually appeared somewhere with some grey streaks coming out. There's an example of someone who's in her 40s. I mean, remember Kate Middleton when she had her second pregnancy, she was widely reprimanded because there was some grey coming out, but she's since gotten back to her natural colour. But it's become a real, you know, Pixie Geldof, Kelly Osbourne, Nicole Richie, you know, it's on the runway, it's out there, it's sort of at music festivals. So, and we've got, you know, the ombre, which is a kind of graduated grey, and then we've got the sort of, the latest thing is the kind of the white hair, the platinum blonde. But at the same time, we've also got, I mean, undeniably, older women sort of, you know, once they complained, they were completely forgotten and ignored in fashion. Mm. And now they're being embraced, and we're seeing older women in advertising campaigns. Iris Apfel, who is 95, yes. She's a face of MAC.
Now, if you don't know Iris Apfel, just give us a quick sketch and we'll go back to Fiona after that, but you must go and sketch Iris.
Iris, you know, very sort of hugely colourful sort of American artist and sort of interior decorator who's had sort of a documentary done about her. I mean, she's a face, she's done various advertising campaigns. In fact, one, I think it was Blue Illusion in Australia, a clothing line. But she's
so 95, short cropped black, grey hair.
Absolutely white hair.
Wonderful, yeah. Yes, white hair, wonderfully huge glasses, the most extraordinary ensemble. She'll wear a leopard print scarf with a red jacket and a blue dress underneath and a pair of boots and, you know,
fantastic.
With a small dog that you only notice after you've stared at the picture for about 15 minutes that there is actually a small dog tucked under her arm. Fee, do you think you're responding, Fiona Poole at the ABC in Broome, are you responding to that? Have they given you permission to go grey?
Well, there's been sort of a mixed response from people on the street to me going grey. A man walked up to me and said, "Can I just ask, is that your natural hair colour?" And I said, "Yeah, it is." He said, "It looks fantastic." I was like, "Thank you." But then I was at the Broome Library at Halloween with the kids, and a little girl came up to me and she said, "Excuse me, is your hair your costume?" And I said, "No, it's natural." And she went, "Oh!"
A small child told you looked like a witch, Fiona.
Yeah, I know, pretty much. She thought my hair was my costume. So I said, no, yeah, but
Hang on. You went home and went, "No, that's okay. That was just a Halloween blooper." Or did you think a small child thinks I look like a witch?
You know, I was cool with it. I thought it was funny. She's this lovely little Aboriginal girl. And I thought, you know what? She probably hasn't seen any grey hair before, you know? Like, on someone my age, I'm 39. So it's kind of, it's unusual to be fully grey at 39, I think. I'm a freak show, but I accept it.
On the listener line, we have Jill from Bendigo. Jill, what's your view on letting yourself go grey?
Well, I had a view that I wasn't going to go grey. And then in my early 30s, when things were really changing, I went along to do the customary, okay, I need a colour. And I had a hairdresser here who was probably in her early 20s. And she was very provocative. And she said to me, "If you start this, it's never going to stop.
If you start dyeing your hair."
If you say, "Now's your time to make the decision."
How old were you at that stage?
Early 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
And you said, "Don't be crazy, get out the dye bottle."
No, I said, "Tell me about that." And she said, "Well, I can tell you how much it's going to cost you, and you're going to be doing this and you'll lose your confidence to turn it around. And she's absolutely right, because I have good friends who say, yeah, but the problem is, Jill, you're grey, I'm white. And so I've had lovely years of grey and silver, and I'm not white, but my friends, you know, who are still brunettes in many ways,
yes.
are fearful of letting that go because they're white now.
Because they've invested too much in it. Thanks so much for the call.
No worries.
After many years of colouring, I asked my hairdresser to let me go grey. Oh, no, you can't do it. I changed hairdressers, who was so good it took nearly 12 months to do it so well so that I didn't look like a skunk. I am now totally liberated, grey all over my hair. I say go for it, girls, says Sue. Ellen, I can see the look on my lovely 22 years of bonding hairdresser's face when I announced no more colour. A very serious conversation ensued. Another listener says, seems to me women are superficial and in denial. Age gracefully. Go to hell. Go blonde, says someone else. Now, somebody who has embraced their greys is my cousin Casey, who I'm always talking about in the production office. My cousin Casey says, well, now, listener, you get to meet my cousin Casey. G'day, Casey.
Hello, Elle.
How are you, love?
I'm okay. I'm well.
Isn't this funny?
I know. It's fun.
Now, you went grey some time ago and I was too polite to say anything about it, but now I've got my journalist hat on. What? Why did you do that?
Oh, that's so funny. A lot of people aren't too polite to say something about it, but I look, like you, Elle, in the family, I was going grey young, probably at 24. People were saying I had grey hair. I couldn't see it. I was blind to it. But then by the time I had a couple of kids in my late 30s, I just got sick of having to dye it. And when I had the second child at 39, it was a really good opportunity because, you know, you go to ground. So I let the hair, the roots grow out, and that's when it all started.
But see, was that... that's what I worry about. I'm sitting here with an inch of regrowth this morning that I'm going to deal with, Casey, a little bit later this morning. Mm. And was it... I mean, does it just all grow out, does it? Does it? You just sort of half and half for a while?
Yeah, that's pretty foul. What I did was... So with the second baby, the roots grew out. I did nothing because I let it go for 6 months. So I had a really solid, nice stripe of grey and there was bits of black in there and the whole sort of thing. And
I should point out to the listener that you don't live in a major capital city. You're in the hill country where apparently this is more acceptable.
Well, and in some parts of Australia you probably understand that at 40 years of age, being a grandmother isn't unusual.
Right.
So I was in a chemist one day with the six-year-old baby, and the two-year-old child ran out the door of the chemist, and I said to the lady behind the counter, could you just watch the baby while I run and get the other one? So I ran and got Angus, brought him back, and the woman behind the counter said, now you be good for Nana, won't you? I didn't have the guts to tell her that I wasn't Nana. I was actually Mum.
Oh, but Case, that's the grey hair.
I know. It's very... I didn't realise that it would be so distressing for so many people that my hair was grey, because honestly, the people who said things, that you just have to stand and watch as their faces crumble and they realise what they've done, and it's devastating.
That
it's
they've offended you by saying the grandma thing.
Yeah, it's okay for me, but they just fall apart in front of your eyes because they realise they've just called you a grandmother when you're a mother.
Oh, it's up like there with saying, the other day I was in a carpet shop and a man said, when are you due?
That's
shocking, isn't it? And I said to him, I'm not, and I want you to go home. He had a wedding ring on. I want you to go home and tell your wife that you said that. And I don't want to talk about it with you any further. I've also noticed, Case, that you're putting little twists of pink and blue in your hair too, like a little, that sounds terrible. Explain what that is and why it looks good.
Well, when you go white, you see, you've got this fantastic, like the younger ones have to strip all the colour out before they can put anything nice, like pastel colours in. But when you're actually white naturally, you've got this beautiful canvas. So about 3 years ago, I started putting very, very fine stripes of little pink bits.
Through your hair.
Highlights, they're called.
Highlights through my hair. Yes, and I love it because what that does is it just breaks up the white.
Yeah.
Because I just was starting to look a bit witchy because it's quite white. And it's quite stark, and I'm fair-skinned, and, you know, the whole thing doesn't work that well.
Yeah. Gee, it's good to talk to you, Case.
Likewise.
Yeah. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
See you, love. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ellen, just listening to that, I did want to say, like, if you are going to go grey, one of the best things for you is colour. And I've had to completely redo my wardrobe, and everything now is colour, colour, colour.
So all the blacks and greys that are traditional in the journalist's wardrobe had to be flung, did they?
They're all gone. So, and also the yellows are gone. So you're a completely different colour palette now when you're grey. I love sort of pinks and stripes and bold patterns.
Oh.
And yeah, so I think that really lifts you when you... I've been paying a lot more attention to my wardrobe. I've pretty much replaced the whole thing.
Certainly pays attention. It works for Iris Apfel. I mean, that's one of her hallmarks. Can I just point out that, you know, last year Juanita Phillips did an interview where she said that, you know, she did a photo shoot with her natural hair and revealed that she'd been dyeing her hair for 25 years. She went grey in her. So, I mean, there's also an issue of people's jobs. I mean, Ellen, yeah. Why do you dye your hair?
Because I don't want to look at myself in the mirror and have to Well, Casey was interesting because I don't want to do the skunk thing, but maybe I don't have to do the skunk thing.
Well, if you look at sort of powerful women, I mean, Gail Kelly had white hair.
But she probably had white hair all over. The back of my hair is black and the front of my hair is white. Chris is on the line from Victoria. Chris, your wife has silver hair. Honestly, what do you think it looks like?
I think it looks beautiful. Now, I'm 70 years old. She's 75 years old. And you've been talking about grey hair. As you age, it actually goes to two colours. It goes white or silver.
And which is she?
She's silver and it looks like spun platinum.
Oh, you're a wonderful man. You're married to a silver fox. Thank you so much for that call.
I think men do love it. Sorry, I think men do love that natural look. Like there is, you know, I think that the world is so plastic fantastic now and everyone's so made up and so perfect that when someone is kind of a very natural look, it's sexy.
Hadassah's on the line from Melbourne. Was it liberating to go grey?
It was amazing. I think the whole spectrum of turning grey is from liberating to scary to empowering other women to being yourself. So it was the whole spectrum for me. But I feel like I'm finally sitting in myself.
Wow.
As a result of my hair colour, because ultimately the colour betrayed what was beneath, who was me.
The authentic you.
Absolutely. And it was a really brave move at 35, 10 years ago, to take that stand. Whereas now I feel like we've got this beautiful open platform for women to just go and be themselves.
Wonderful.
Thanks a lot to the younger people embracing it.
Good for you. Thank you so much for the call. Katrina's on the line from Randwick. Katrina, what's your view on this conversation?
Well, it's very interesting. I love Chris, who called in just before. What a lovely man. And my is a similar story. I've been grey, little bits of grey from my 20s, never dyed it, ever, ever, ever. So I've just seen the whole thing happen. I'm still kind of salt and pepper, and it's the silvery bits. I cannot tell you how many times handsome, gorgeous men say, oh, your hair, it's incredible. Seriously. I kid you not.
Really?
And I go, oh, well, it's just going grey.
That's all
that
happening.
Thing that you were saying just now about men loving the natural look, they stop and they are aghast. I guess they don't see it that often. Mm. And they say that, because I'm not particularly old, I'm, I guess, late 40s now, so I've had this for about 20 years, and these big, you know, mega spunks say, hey, love the hair.
Good
and
for
I
you.
Said, you beauty. You know, the only people, I've only had one negative comment from a darling friend who's dyed since she was in her early 20s. She said, oh, you know, the only thing that ages you. She's the only one who said that. And I totally disagree because my other darling friends who all dyed their hair, sometimes, you know, there's that really harsh look between a really strong dye and a slightly older face. I think, you know, that's really ageing.
Yes, I agree.
Proud, you know,
you can tell a dye job.
I'm a proud silver girl, you know.
No, look, I've got a position on this. I'm going to be out and proud about this. You do not dye. I had black hair, like yours, Patty. Now, you cannot dye your hair black. against your aging face would be my opinion. So therefore you get to choose whatever hair colour you want. Similarly, if you choose, which I do not, to put botulism into your face to prevent yourself looking old, you don't just do your forehead. Now, I would never have botulism put in my face or fillers, but, you know, you don't just do the top half of your face, Patty, do you? So that's frozen and the rest of it's old. There are ways to do these things. I think botulism's a bridge too far. I think dye is mandatory. There's some
having a bet both ways.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's the new blonde for people who've never had blonde hair. Ooh. Maybe it's like the new, it's kind of, you know, embracing sort of blonde hair in a sort of slightly different way.
There's some fabulous.
They could say that grey is the new blonde, but I went blonde and it wasn't me.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
You just
that's how it happens. I was very dark, almost black. And then I had to go lighter and lighter and lighter. All year I've been going lighter. So, and then finally we got to the blonde and no, not me. So I guess it's grey or nothing from here on in.
Some lovely comments on the text service. Was looking at an advert for a product which makes men's hair look silver the other day. Grey is in, says Ash. Are you familiar with the wonderful Aussie jeweller and role model Sarah Jane Adams? And they provide her Instagram page. I love grey hair but still not able to do it. The issue for me is discrimination in the workplace. I think grey hair is still associated with being old and there's plenty of age discrimination in Australia, so probably a fair concern. Grey or white is smart and beautiful. I tried this trend and found underneath is a faded mouse beige. I tried brighter clothes too, but no, I have gone back to my lovely auburn that flatters my skin tone. I hear you, sister. It's boomer women. It's time boomer women got real and embraced their silver threads. And with acceptance, I finally did it in my early 60s. I've never looked back. People even comment on it. And my hairdresser loves my natural streaks. My guests are Patty Huntington here with me in the Sydney studio, who's a Sydney-based fashion blogger. She writes at Frock Writer. And on the line from WA, a fellow ABC Breakfast host in the Kimberley, Fee Poole, who has gone grey. Patty, talk about men. George Clooney, perfectly acceptable to go grey.
Exactly, and there's a number of them. You know, there's Anderson Cooper. We've got Jeff Bridges, Robert De Niro, Harrison Ford, Richard Gere. It goes on and on and on. But then you do have older sort of men who dye their hair as well. I mean, talking about sort of people in positions of power, Francois Hollande in France has been accused of shampoo socialism after spending allegedly over $100,000 a year on dyeing his hair and haircuts.
$100,000.
Well, that was the US dollars. That's right.
A year. But he's only got short hair. How's that possible?
Oh, I don't know. Haircuts? I don't know. I suppose
you could groom a fleet of cavoodles all year.
Well, exactly, and hence the slag off sort of shampoo socialism. So, in men as well. That's right. And I mean, you'll see. I mean, a lot of actors don't as well because I mean, of course, you know, aging in Hollywood is kind of quite dangerous, and for women in particular, you know, past the age of 40, it's kind of crept up to 50 now. There used to be that no-go zone where women, you know, stopped getting the roles once they, you know, could no longer play the ingenue. But I mean, that's being pushed, isn't it? We're starting to see sort of slightly more sort of stronger roles for older women. But I mean, in terms of fashion, we've also got this advanced style movement, it's called. There was a blogger in New York called Ari Seth Cohen who started a blog called Advanced Style, where he basically photographed older women over the age of, I think it was either 50 or 60, with great street style, and turned into a documentary, two books. And in Australia, there's a model agency called Silver Fox Management that just opened, claims to be the only one representing sort of women and men of a certain age, and its oldest style model is 95.
Wow. Anita's on the line from Sydney. When did you start going grey, Anita?
Oh, probably in the late 20s, a little bit here and there. But I've always been very blonde, so it didn't really show up until probably my 40s and then my 50s when my son started pointing out, as they got taller, they started pointing out that they could see grey in there. And I dyed my hair one time because my mother said that she couldn't cope with having a daughter greyer than her. And then I thought, bugger it, I haven't got the money to constantly do this. And I thought, no, I'm proud of getting older. I'm proud of my wrinkles and I'm proud of my greys. I've earned them. And I feel there is sort of like a badge of honour. Mm. And I think we should, you know, embrace them and not use the Botox and not use the dyes and just be, you know,
be
proud
ourselves.
Of how we look.
What about the makeup?
Given us this face and
yeah,
this
there you are. Patty says, what about makeup, Anita? Would you ever go out grey and with no makeup on?
Yes, I do all the time.
Well, Hillary went no makeup last week and everyone commented on it, but I know she does dye her hair.
Oh, see, I don't wear makeup and everybody compliments me. Even the other day somebody tried to put some makeup on me, you know, one of those face places that sells creams and all that, and they all commented on how beautiful my skin and my neck is, and I'm sick in my early 60s.
Good for you.
And well, it sounds like
you were genetically blessed.
No, I've had so many traumas in my life. So I feel that I've survived all these traumas.
And you've got a lovely canvas of your face to bear testament to it. Jill's on the line from Sydney. Jill, what colour is your hair?
It's actually completely silver white.
Oh. And how does it look?
Completely. I am just so delighted to be a platinum blonde again.
There you go. Jean Harlow.
Well, virtually. I started off as a blonde and my hair sort of went darker and darker as I got older, as it does. And I ended up by being a sort of a dark silver ash. And I thought, oh, I'm not very keen on this. So I dyed it brilliant red.
Ooh.
And it was just fabulous. And then my hairdresser said to me, Jill, stop dyeing your hair. I said, why? He said, because I bet you anything you like, you will are going to regret it if you go on doing it. He said, let's just grow it out and see what happens. This is a hairdresser, mind you,
and
who
so when you
more
say
money by dyeing it.
But hang on, Jill, grow it out. No, so you literally sat at home for 6 months and ate chips on the couch while it grew out?
No. I was working, well, I'm an actor, actually, and I was working as a waitress, as you do. and it just grew out and I just had a lot of it cut off. And it was sort of streaky. Kiss silver, and he said, do you know, Jill, women would pay hundreds of dollars to get their hair to look like yours looks with those streaks of silver in it. And I went, oh, yeah, really? He said, yeah, believe you me, I know, they pay me to do it. Then it just got more and more and more and more silvery until one day I thought, my God, I am actually Marilyn again. Because I used to bleach my hair when I worked in nightclubs. And it was absolutely, you know, white blonde. And I'm back to that, and it's just, I don't have to do anything except cut it really, really short. And it's just fabulous. And somebody said it's not the colour, it's the cut. And in actual fact, they're right.
Gee,
the shorter your hair is, the younger you look. I don't know what it is, but if women of a certain age let their hair grow below their ears, they start looking like mutton dressed lamb.
Gee, I'm glad you called, Jill. It's wonderful to hear your voice and to hear your story. We're thrilled you called in.
Yeah, you'll find that a lot of women with grey hair have attitude, I think, as Jill just represented.
Really?
Yeah, there's attitude. They're daring to be themselves. They've got spunk.
Patty, do you think this is a trend that will catch on? Do you think that you know, within a few years, women of my advanced age will cancel a hairdressing appointment at 11 o'clock?
Well, it's not good news for the beauty industry, is it? Let's face it, if they start going without makeup. I certainly think the fact that you've got women sort of more visible, certainly in business and sort of and politics and in the fashion world, which is where everyone has always complained they've been invisible. I think it's almost, in a way, maybe it's the new blonde, maybe it's the new bra burning, I don't know. But I think so. I mean, and the fact that it's a kind of fashion trend amongst kids and millennials, I mean, that's going to fade. They're not going to have sort of, you know, silvery hair or mermaid hair or whatever they call it, you know, forever. So it'll get back to the people who are really grey. And I think probably we will see more people embrace it. And because at the end of the day, I mean, it is expensive, isn't it?
And time-consuming.
That's right.
And Fee, give me a bit of advice, fellow breakfast presenter, fellow radio presenter. We are on the radio, after all. What's the worst that could happen?
You know what? I'm going to be on air in 30 seconds, so I've got to make this quick, actually, this, and we're going to do the mighty swap. But I would say be patient, give yourself 1 to 2 years to go grey, and just focus on other things, like start jogging and start buying different clothes and, you know, and seeing how you can lift the grey and embrace yourself, like, and just, yeah, dare to be you.
Thanks so much, Fiona. I will let you go. You're on air in 3, 2, 1. That was Fiona Poole on the ABC in Broome, where she's on air speaking to her listeners now, and we're grateful to her speaking to us. And Patty Huntington came into the studio as well, even though she shouldn't have, because there's not a grey hair on her head and you look the same age as me. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Going Grey. If you want to keep talking to us about that, go to our Facebook page or you can call the listener line 02 833 1430. You're listening to Life Matters.